All right, well, let's jump into our first issue. And I know this is one that is top of mind for many of you out there. Your organizations have been working on virtual health and increasing virtual health. Look, some of this was just a factor of necessity, right? Invention is the mother of necessity. We saw a year ago, last spring, many of our hospital systems and clinics and physician offices, utilization went close to zero in certain instances. People could not get in, or they were afraid to get in, or they didn't really know how to access the system during the height of the pandemic. Well, what accelerated during that time, of course, was virtual care. When we look at how our health leaders are viewing virtual care, what do they think the challenges are? It's interesting to see from this data, reimbursement. What about ancillary services, the handoffs between when you have a visit, will a person get the follow-up care, an x-ray, an MRI? Will they get a prescription filled? So there's a lot of concern from health industry leaders about that. And we know there's pay parity right now between virtual and in-person. And the question is, how long is that going to last? And how are we going to kind of retool our system going forward? The other part that health leaders were not as concerned about, but we think they may need to be, and that is, what do physicians and clinicians think about virtual care? How well is it going, for them? And also consumers. And this is where it gets a little bit interesting. We kind of assume that that consumers love virtual care because they tell us they do. And we've seen a huge amount of utilization of virtual care. 92% of healthcare providers are telling us that, they're using it for primary care services. A much smaller number are saying they're using it for kind of follow-up care. And we think that might be a lost opportunity for chronic care management. So one of the big findings that we would say is, what are we going to do about chronic care management? How are we going to move virtual more into that world? Second thing I would just bring up is around the unevenness. And I mentioned before that, when you survey consumers, many have said we've used it, we're willing to use it, we've generally had a good experience, but it's not completely even. And you can see here from the survey data that we have, people who have said, I didn't have a great experience. There was a technical problem, or I'm not sure where my handoff should be. I'm not sure where I was supposed to go next, or I was uncomfortable being on video. And these are really important findings because what it tells us is there's more work to be done in 2021 to create a more even experience. We have to manage chronic conditions. We have to make sure that we don't create new health disparities from virtual health. We know that not everyone has good broadband. We know that not everyone has a technology devices. We also know that we need to tie virtual and in-person together a lot better. There's a lot of handoffs that are being missed there. And we also know that we're going to start to see some new market competition. So if you are a center of excellence with virtual health, you've just expanded your market to the whole United States. If you're in your local market and you're feeling like you've got control and you're doing well there, well, you may actually have centers of excellence from other areas that are dipping into your market now because of virtual health. So a lot to think about there from a market perspective, from a perspective of how we can make it better for consumers, and then from the perspective of in 2021, how do we make sure we're actually managing chronic conditions while this is going on? A little bit of a similar thread here. Let's move to clinical trials. So for those of you working with pharma, life science companies, biotech companies, there was a little bit of a screeching halt a year ago around clinical trials. A lot of, as we all know, clinical trials, a lot of that is done in person. And just like our health system in terms of providing services, clinical trials, it's really hard to fill them when people can't get there. We're actually seeing a lot of focus on how can we do clinical trials differently. Some of that we think is going to be virtually, and you can see here from the survey data, an overwhelming majority of pharma life science executives are saying, we expect we're going to be investing more in digital trials and clinical trials. new ways of doing them. Some of those will be distributed where we're just going to get people closer to the clinical trial. I don't know about you all, but I attempted on a couple of occasions to sign up for some of the COVID vaccine clinical trials. I live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on the Fort Worth side of that, of the Metroplex. The clinical trial location, if I had gotten chosen where I would have to check in, was near Plano, Texas. And for many of you who know those miles, that's about a 60-mile each way between where I live and getting that clinical trial site. If you're working an hourly wage job or you don't have great transportation, that's going to be pretty hard to get into that clinical trial and participate in it. So we see distribution, getting it closer to the consumer. We see also more investment, of course, in the virtual. Which of those in-person visits could we replace with a virtual visit? And let's make it more efficient and lower the cost and potentially really increase the number of people that can participate in the clinical trial itself. So what are some big, some big takeaways from our clinical trial focus for 2021? I think we're going to see more awareness around clinical trials. Certainly the vaccines did that and became a very common nomenclature and discussion point over the last year. And so people are much more aware of them. We also saw a great use of social media to fill those clinical trials and to educate people around those. So I think that's now more of a permanent part of the landscape. We'll also see more focus on clinical trial diversity. I mean, we are seeing progress. When we look at the vaccine readouts, that data showed that those trials were much more diverse than anything that we've seen in the past.